Hello and welcome to Wattcast. My name is Roger Watson, and these podcasts are dedicated to readings of various articles that I've had published in newspapers and magazines. They reflect my views on politics, the pandemic, and current affairs. Thank you very much for listening. What has happened to Private Eye? This is my Unity News Network column of 4th of May 2021. For as many decades as I remember, Private Eye has been a fortnightly feature of my life. It used to bring me joy, amusement and inspiration. Now it mainly leaves me nonplussed at best and fuming with anger at worst. I don't mind being upset by other views and expect occasionally to be annoyed by the content of the Eye. But lately, it's lost all semblance of balance and I've cancelled my subscription. This once great organ, which was at the forefront of satirical journalism, now seems edentulous and barely a shadow of its former self. I've no doubt the editor, Ian Hislop, has the occasional legal skirmish, but long gone are the days of the prolonged court cases, many of which the Eye lost and consequently suffered financially. But when was it last in the headlines, and can you name the last scalp it claimed simply by telling the truth? Admittedly, and not alone, they did sterling work over the disgraceful treatment of the sub-postmasters accused of financial irregularities. They were recently exonerated, but some of them committed suicide. But my reading of Private Eye has regressed over the years. As a lad, I used to look at the cartoons and little else. Then some juicy stories, usually of a sexual nature, caught my adolescent eye. Later, I began to read and appreciate the columns, and from time to time I read the major features, especially the investigative pieces by the late Paul Foote. Lately, I mainly just look at the cartoons. When I do delve deeper, I see a completely unbalanced and ostensibly left-wing bias. Tory MPs are pilloried, mostly deservedly, while Labour MPs are barely touched. The pro-Remain stance over Brexit was palpable and continues. Moreover, this is further emphasised by the Hislop-Merton monopolised Have I Got News For You on the Ministry of Truth's prime channel, BBC One. The pandemic has been fertile ground for the Eye, with the pseudonymous medical columnist, MD, also known as Phil Hammond, previously fairly insignificant and rarely interesting, promoted to a full page and a third to express his jaundiced views about the UK government's handling of the pandemic. I'm no fan of the present government or the way they have managed the pandemic, but MD seems to run with the foxes and hunt with the hounds. One section will appear to give a reasonable view of the threat of the virus, the next will play it up. MD seems to want to express a view about the virus, one with which I often agree, but then express the opposite if it provides an opportunity to criticise the government. For example, the column of 30th of April played up the way the population has had the, in Hammond's words, shit scared out of them, which many certainly have, but also played down the mental health consequences, claiming that suicides have not increased. This was published on the same day as it was reported that with inquests on hold, the cause of death and many probable suicides had not been confirmed, and this was probably driving down the figures. I invite MD to visit Hull, where I live, where, within a 31-day span, six people took their final farewells from the Humber Bridge. The usual annual toll is around five. The cartoons have relentlessly promoted COVID orthodoxy, but in the most recent issue, two people walking past what appears to be a prison question whether the policies regarding care homes had not taken things too far. Does the editor see the way the wind is blowing towards a significant backlash against lockdown? Whilst not exactly relentless, the Eye never misses an opportunity to take a swipe at the following. Julia Hartley Brewer, Peter Hitchens, described as that little ray of sunshine, Toby Young and Johnny Mercer MP. Messrs Hartley Brewer, Hitchens and Young have been heroes of the lockdown. Hitchens and Young from the outset, and Hartley Brewer having seen the light after it became apparent that lockdowns were useless. The fact that Hitchens continues to contribute to The Oldie, the magazine established by Richard Ingrams, founding editor of The Eye, suggests that things have changed radically since he relinquished the reins. As a former member of Her Majesty's Armed Forces and war veteran, I applaud the work of Johnny Mercer, whom Hislop and Merton once had on the panel of Have I Got News For You, simply it seemed to humiliate him. The plight of the aged and hounded veterans of the Troubles in Northern Ireland is a national disgrace. But the I prefer to mock him over his admittedly a failed attempt to resign, thwarted preemptively by Boris Johnson, who dismissed him. Mercer also impressed me with his public apology, published in The Spectator, over joining in the opprobrium aimed wrongly at Sir Roger Scruton over a fabricated article in New Statesman. I don't suppose that cancelling my subscription caused the slightest ripple at Private Eye. In fact, they often seem proud of their cancelled subscriptions and regularly publish letters from those who cancel. My decision made when I began to be more irritated than informed, less amused, and being made to feel I was one of a minority of lunatics who voted for Brexit, questioned the necessity for lockdown, and possibly read the Daily Telegraph. I'd like to think I would have cancelled my subscription if Private Eye had moved completely in my direction, but it didn't. Either way, it's farewell to the Eye.
This podcast was produced in association with youthpublications.com.